America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. We're talking with Ted David. You know Ted from his America's Business reports here on the program. Ted, one of the founding anchors of CNBC. So,
tell me some of those funny stories about CNBC.
Well, you mentioned Ron and Sana. There was a funny story where we had a program called a segment on Market Wrap called Buy, Sell, or Hold.
Mm-hmm.
And so viewers could call up and ask a guest a question. You know, they'd call up and go, hello, Cisco Systems, for the long haul, buy, sell, or hold, I'll hang up and listen, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or usually the call sounded like, hello, thanks for taking my call. Cisco Systems for the long haul, buy, sell, or hold, I'll hang up and listen, which is usually what those calls were always like. And then the guest investment expert would answer the question. Well, in order to get this done, you know, we had to take the calls in advance because we had to get the graphics ready and so on.
Sure.
Well, what this one guest was doing, who shall remain nameless, was he was front-running these comments by taking the list of stocks that he knew he was going to comment on, positively or negatively, and calling into his desk in Switzerland and having them either short or buy the stock in advance of his comments.
Oh, my goodness.
And so Ron and Sana caught that, and he was dispatched rather quickly, the guest was. We also had a situation where at least three guests, also who shall remain nameless, ended up in prison.
Really?
Yeah, so
that's
we thought,
never
you
good.
Know, the ultimate insider interview is to literally go inside.
Cell block C.
And I'll tell you one other thing. I used to interview Dennis Kozlowski, who was the CEO of Tyco.
That's right.
He was the guy who your listeners may recall. He had the fancy shower curtain and the ice sculpture that was the peeing vodka and so on. And he went away for not paying taxes. I corresponded with him up at the Mid-State Correctional Facility in Albany, hoping to get a jailhouse interview.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually a very nice guy, and I was always very kind to him on the air. And he was going to give me that, and then 60 Minutes got the interview. But the interesting part is I still have the correspondence, which sent from this multimillionaire CEO, was handwritten with a pencil on legal paper, you know, and the envelope had a return address that was just a number.
Yeah.
So, you know, some interesting stuff went on there. And,
you know, and the sad thing is he probably got in trouble for even having the pencil because, you know, the warden probably thought he was keeping it as a weapon of some sort. But it's been quite a ride on CNBC. I mean, they endure all these years later. It is a go-to place. And now business media has really taken off in a way that it never did. And I guess because we have so much media now. And here's a good question. And you're the perfect person for this. We got Twitter. We got Facebook. We got Instagram. We got all. We got podcasts, radio, television. Are we oversaturated with media now? Is there too much?
Well, the net effect of what you just described is CNBC's ratings are lower now than they ever have been since they went on the air. And that's an actual fact. Because, look, you can cut the pie up into only so many slices before you end up with crumbs.
Yeah.
And I think what you just described is where we're at with that. And there are so many other platforms where people can get instant information, to wit, just handheld devices, that, you know, if I want to look up my Apple stock or this stock or that stock, I don't need to tune in television. I don't need to go to the, if I want my news in the morning, I can lie in bed and look at my iPad. So, yes, all of these media outlets are losing market share to so many of the other platforms that are around.
Because the other thing, too, is when it comes to news on television, well, it's not really news anymore because people have these magic boxes in their pockets all day long. If they want to be connected, they can learn instantaneously what is going on in the world. So news, as we've known it, especially in television, is now simply commentary and perspective. And I think that's why we've had now these news channels that cater to a certain ideology. You can go and feel good about the news you want to hear if you want to hear certain people say it.
Well, yeah, if you want the left view, go to MSNBC.
Right.
You want the right. But I'll tell you what it also has done, I think, for local news is, you know, there's the old saying, if it bleeds, it leads.
Sure.
I think it has enhanced that. And I find, anyway, that local news has become, in order to attract people, it has gone to the lowest common denominator of showing bloody, violent stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally just recently got out of that because I couldn't deal with it anymore.
You and I have been meaning to get together for a beer, a dinner, anything, any kind of a beverage. We have to make that happen at some point, my friend.
I certainly hope so. This is one of the reasons you're as good as you are on the air. I feel like I know you, even though, folks, we've never met.
We've never met. No, that's true. We've never met.
We've talked a lot. Yes. I've listened to the program.
See?
And so I feel, and that's the whole key to being a great radio personality is feeling like you know the person.
Well, that's
and
very
I feel
nice.
Like I know you.
That is very nice. And from someone like you, that does mean a great deal. So we're going to get together very soon. Once again, it can be heard right here on America Weekend with Ed Kalenge. I don't know who that is. With his America's Business segment, Ted David, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today here on the aforementioned America Weekend.
Ed, it was totally my pleasure. Look forward to hearing the program this weekend.
Stay with us. More to come. And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
Can a train throw you off even if you have a ticket? This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Mrs. Jones bought a train ticket from Seattle to Phoenix. She took her 8-year-old daughter Cindy with her, but forgot to buy her a ticket. An hour into the journey, the conductor demanded payment for Cindy. Mrs. Jones didn't have any money with her. She maintained that her ticket was paid for, and it would be far too dangerous to eject an 8-year-old in a strange place. Even though one fare was paid in full, the conductor threw both of them off the train. When this issue went to court, who won? Stay tuned for the final verdict. The train is not required to carry a passenger without compensation. If fare is not paid for a companion, then both people can be ejected. And that's the final verdict.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Communication should be easy. You say something, the other person hears it. Done.
But it doesn't always work that way. Why? Because each of you see it your own way.
Blogger Guy Harris suggests a simple way to prevent misunderstandings. Ask a question.
For example, I just want to make sure that I'm clear. Would you please tell me what you understood me to say?
Listen carefully as they respond. Are they seeing it the way you said it? If not, try restating your message.
You can use the same technique when someone tells you something. Rephrase what they said in your own words and then ask them if you got it right.
Communicate clearly by confirming your counterpart concurs. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.